KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's mostly cloudy and 68 degrees. We look for a chance of scattered showers this morning, otherwise cloudy to partly cloudy, with a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. Topping local news, the Atlantic Fire Department's personnel were called to the scene of a residential structure fire from one of their own Sunday afternoon. The call about visible flames at 60091 Boston Road went out at around 5:40 p.m. The home belongs to Jeremy and Heather Sanbothy. Jeremy is a lieutenant on the fire department. Fire Chief Tom Cappell describes the scene upon arrival.
There was just basically the structure left of the home, fully engulfed, and at that point we went on a defensive stance.
The flames were easily visible from Chicago Road about a mile south of the structure. Smoke was visible for as much as 3 miles away. Marnie Fire was requested by Atlantic Fire to bring their tanker truck to the scene as part of mutual aid. Cappell said the cause of the blaze remains under investigation, with the state fire marshal's office assisting in that investigation. Police in Creston report the arrest Saturday evening of 41-year-old Marshal Joseph Weidman from Creston. Weidman was taken into custody for OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on a promise to appear in court. State health officials say four more people with COVID-19 died Sunday in Iowa, bringing the total number of deaths since the start of the coronavirus outbreak to 537. The Iowa Department of Public Health said 19,622 Iowans had tested positive for COVID-19, an increase of 286 since Sunday. More than half the state's confirmed cases were concentrated in seven counties: Polk, Woodbury, Blackhawk, Lynn, Marshall, Dallas, and Buena Vista. The IDPH says also that 138,587 Iowans have tested negative for COVID-19 to date. That's 248 more than Sunday. And 11,173 have recovered, which is also an increase over Sunday's reported numbers. Across the state, 339 Iowans were hospitalized with COVID-19. That's two less than yesterday. 125 were in an ICU. That's up 9 from Sunday. 24 were admitted to hospitals over the past 24 hours. That's just one more than Sunday. And 73 were on ventilators. That's up 3 from yesterday's numbers. The Region 4 Regional Medical Coordination Center, or RMCC, which covers hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, reports 16 Iowans are hospitalized, 8 are in an ICU, 1 was admitted over the past 24 hours, and 3 are on ventilators. Now, those numbers have changed very little since Sunday, and there was little change as well in the number of area counties with positive COVID-19 cases reported and those who have recovered. The number of long-term care facility outbreaks is unchanged at 39. 3 more people associated with those facilities have died, for a total of 253. And for most people, the coronavirus causes mild or moderate symptoms that clear up in 2 to 3 weeks. For some infected people, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, the virus can cause severe illness and death. A moment of prayer and solidarity in downtown Des Moines Sunday night diffused a tense situation. A few hundred protesters gathered outside the Des Moines police station, kneeling in silence to honor George Floyd, the black man who died a week ago in Minneapolis police custody. They began chanting at police on the other side of the barricades to take a knee.
Take a knee! Take a knee! Take a knee! Take a knee!
WHO Television's live stream showed a black officer and a white officer behind the barricades kneeling in prayer, which drew a positive roar from the crowd. People in the crowd yelled that they'd leave if every officer on the scene knelt, and for 2 minutes, police in riot gear joined the protesters, symbolically taking a knee to the cheers of the crowd. The crowd then dispersed. Peaceful protests were staged over the weekend in places like Sioux City and Waterloo. Michael O'Connor, a Native American activist who joined a march in Sioux City, said this could be an historic turning point.
We need to organize, and not just organize against, but organize with those community organizations and first responders. And a lot of questions really need to be asked, and a lot of questions need to be answered.
Jada Allen of West Des Moines joined a Saturday afternoon march. Allen said she's tired of being viewed as a threat because she's black.
And then I can't go outside and live my life, that I have to be on alert all the time. And if I get pulled over, I have to, you know, make sure that I'm saying yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and that I know that my life can be taken.
Waterloo police joined a march that ended at the Blackhawk County Courthouse Friday night. Joel Fitzgerald Sr., Waterloo's new police chief, spoke with KCRG-TV.
Sometimes we have to do a temperature check in our agencies to make sure that we're consistent with what the community would like to see out of their police department.
A rally for change is scheduled for tonight on the Iowa Capitol grounds. And protesters broke into a Des Moines shopping mall late Sunday afternoon, looting stores that have been closed, including a Target. Sunday night, a Davenport mall was vandalized, and early this morning, two dozen police cruisers surrounded the mall in Coralville, and some streets in the area were blocked off. Shortly before 12:30 a.m., Davenport police asked citizens to stay in their homes and shelter in place due to civil unrest. Polk County officials issued a mandatory stay-at-home curfew for the state's capital city that took effect at 9 o'clock Sunday night. Polk County Supervisors Chairman Matt McCoy says the violent outbreak of civil unrest in Iowa's capital city Friday and Saturday nights was heartbreaking.
Our ultimate goal is just to protect individuals and prevent violence against property.
Protesters and police clashed in downtown Des Moines in the early hours Sunday, and police made 47 arrests. McCoy said 90% of the businesses in Court Avenue Entertainment District, just west of the police headquarters, were damaged.
We're obviously hoping that we can express how we feel about these difficult subjects, specifically the George Floyd killing, in ways that that aren't violent.
A Des Moines Register reporter covering protesters being arrested at Merle Hay Mall was pepper sprayed, handcuffed, and arrested Sunday evening. She was released from the Polk County Jail shortly before midnight. In our funeral announcements, Eric John Sorensen, age 58, of Harlan, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Eric Sorensen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Cheryl Carter, age 60, who's formerly of Guthrie Center, died May 25th at her home in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Graveside services for Cheryl Carter will be today at 2 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Hugh Newton, age 90, of Lewis, died Friday. Graveside services for Hugh Newton will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Oakwood Cemetery in Lewis. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Dewey Hess, age 81, of Harlan, died Friday. Services for Dewey Hess will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Benjamin Jessen, age 30, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. A memorial service for Benjamin Jessen will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Gene Hackwell, age 80, of Anita, died Saturday. A memorial service for Gene Hackwell will be this Friday at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. That's a check of the news brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building, I'm Rick Hansen reporting.